We are up to two lines from the bottom. At this point, we were involved in a machloikus, and whether a zaka mamre is only a zaka mamre if he claims the paskan in his own svara versus a mesaira, or even when he claims the paskan with a mesaira versus bezin svara. And the underlying explanation given by the Akroinim is a Zaka Mamre, one who's arguing a Mesaira, or is a Zaka Mamre, one who's increasing Machlokes in Klal Yisrael. This week's learning is sponsored by Nishmas Ruvein Leib and Mordechai. May the learning be a schus for his neshama, sponsored by his children, Mr. and Mrs. Mordechai Lipton. Dank the Gemara, Tashema. Dama Rabbi Ashiya, Shloshe Dvorim Sochli Zi'ira Manju Yishalayim. Rabbi Yashi said that three things the Ira from Yerushalayim told me. Baal Shemachal HaKinuyav, Kinuyav Machal. A husband warned his wife not to go privately into a room with someone. And then he changed his mind and he said, cancel that. And then she went privately into a room with someone. The question is, what is the halacha? And Rabbi Yashi said over from Yizira from Anji Yerushalayim that the husband cancels it, the Kinuy is cancelled. Rashi points out that this can only be done before she goes privately into a room with someone. Once she went into a room with someone, he no longer can cancel. This is the sugya in the Gemara and Saita, but that's what Rashi brings, which is the maskana of the Gemara and Saita. Rashi, al kinuyav, shekina leishta, he warned his wife, al tistri imishpani, impani, do not go privately with someone. Kinuyav machu, the nistra, ain't an asara selvav. And if she goes privately into a room, she won't become usher in him because he canceled his kinuyav. So far, nothing to do with our sugya. Then Sairu Meira Sharasa Abin Inlay Limchalai, Paislinlai. And then Sairu Meira, after he got Malkus, after he was warned by his parents, after he got Malkus, he did it again, and they decided not taking him to Bezin to get killed. They can do that. They are not obligated to take him to Bezin. They're allowed to take him to Bezin. They have halacha. If they take him to Bezin, he will get stoned. But if they decide to forget about it, they can do that. Rashi, then Saira Meira, Aflakash history by after they warned them, Bakilkil, and he messed up. Bilkul, they gave him Malkus, Bezin gave him Malkus, because of Bakilkil. And Ratzel Limchov Leviu, Lebezin Baikumbai, Shakas of Talabahem. The Saira makes it dependent on the parents of the Sabsubai. They have to grab it. Rashi's Mashma clearly that once they go to Bezin, it's out of their control. However, the Rambam says that till Gemar Din, they can pull the plug. Until Bezin makes the final decision to give them skila, the parents can say, forget, cancel. Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. And the Mishnah Mal brings down that the Yerushalmi is mashma like the Rambam.
You didn't want to say 5 months until they're killed?
What 5 months? They have a 3 month window.
Zaka Mamre?
We're talking about it's Ben Sarah and Myra. I haven't said a word about Zaka Mamre. Zaka Mamre, Sharatsu Bezin, Dinai Limchalai, Maiklalai. A Zaka Mamre, the Bezin wants to forgive him, they can forgive him. Now, there, it's Mashma that they can forgive him, doesn't say when, it just says that they don't have to prosecute him. Now, it could be that they can be Michael him after he prosecutes him, they say, we forget about it, we're not prosecuting him as a Zaka Mamre. They can be Michael him. Whether it, once they have a Gemar Din, I don't know if they can be Michael him, doesn't say, because we don't prosecute this. So it's hard to be Mavarer. Rashi doesn't say anything, and the Rambam doesn't bring it because we don't paskin it. Since we don't paskin it, it's hard to know. Because Shabbat Yetzir Chaver Shabbadarim, and Rabbi Yashiya says, when I came to my friends in the south, Al Shnayim Haidali, and the first two they agreed, but Al Zakim Mamre Lo Haidali. They said, Bezin has no right to be my Zakim Mamre, Kadesh Lo Yirbu Machloik is Yisrael. Cannot have a situation where there's Machloik is increased in Klal Yisrael. Bezin has no right to be Michael because it's not Bezin. It's not an argument of the Bezin. It's an argument of, it's creating two tyrants, creating Machloikus, and we can't live with that. And therefore, it's out of Bezin's control. Now, that's Mashma, like the second on the Amar. First on the Amar learned it was a question of arguing on Bezin's Nisaira. Here, the Brisa says clearly, Rabbi Yashiya said, conventional Yerbu Machloikus be so, which is like Rabbi Lazar, Chufta, it slugs up. The first on the Amar, I believe, was Rabbi Kahana. Right. That's the Gemara Vayt. Even if he claims Mesaira, and they say that was our Svara, still he gets killed, which is that can't be Michael him, is a Raya that Rav Lazar is right. Come to Gemara by the Tanya. We learned in a bright. Amar Rabbi Yaisi, mitchila lohay marba machlekes b'Yisrael. Once upon a time, there were no arguments in Klal Yisrael. Ella, whenever there was a disagreement, Bezin Shashibim ve'echad Yoshim b'lishkas ha'gazes, Bezin of 71 sat in lishkas ha'gazes, u'shnei batedinim shal esher m'shlesha, there were other two batedinim of 23. Echad Yoshim ha'pesach ha'rabayas, Echad Yoshim ha'pesach ha'zara. One was located by the door of Harabayas, and one was located by the door of the Hazara again. Rashi said one was by the Chil to the Ezra Snarshim, one was by the Ezra Snarshim to the Ezra Sishol. Ushar Batidinim Shalashim Mishlashi Yashim Machal Yaris Sishol. And in all cities in Klal Yisrael that had adequate size, which we had either 120 or 230, whatever the size was, there was a Bezin of 23. Hutzu Hadava Lishol, when somebody had a Shai Lishol, and Bezin should be Iran. They went to Bezin in the city. Im Shamu, if Bezin in the city knew, Amulahem. They told them. Im Lav, if Bezin didn't know, Ba'an Lazesh of Samuch Iran. They went to a neighboring Bezin. Now the Rambam leaves this line out. In fact, in the Mishnah, in the role of Zakamamre, we never mentioned the concept of a neighboring Bezin. So the Rambam leaves it out. Agirsa has it. The Achrenim say, the Kesa Mishnah, that this is talking about, it's not Mashma the Gemara, that in case they lived in a city where there was only a Bezin of 3, then they used to go to the nearest Bezin of 23 to ask. The Rambam left it out because he's talking about a city that had 23, so why go to the neighboring Bezin? Just go straight, you know, to Yerushalayim. Im Shamu Veinu Amulem, Im Labon Lazesh HaPetach HaRabayis. Im Shamu Veinu Amulem, Im Labon Lazesh HaPetach HaZara. Vayim Rekach Darashti Vekach Darashu Chaveirai, Kach Lamati Vekach Limdu Chaveirai. Im Shamu Amulem, Veinu, they said, Im Lab Eilu Veilu Bon Lishkas HaGazis. Everybody goes up to the Lishkas HaGazis. Shisham Yaishim Tamit Shoshachar Tamit Shabein Rabayim. Bezin was in session from Tamit Shoshachar to Tamit Shabein Rabayim. Umashabasin Zim Yam Tavim Yaishim Bechil. And on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they used to move into the Chil because it was too crowded. There was a lot of people there. And therefore, Rashi brings two reasons. Either because the crowd, the Lishkas HaGadol, could not accommodate the crowd that was there to hear Tavir from Bezin HaGadol. And, or because they didn't want to paskin dinim. You don't do din on Yom Tov or on Shabbos. So they moved to the Chil where they taught Torah without paskening dinim. So they moved out of the location of the Psak so no one should think that Bezin is paskening dinim lemaisa, meaning killing people, paskening misa, things like that, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So therefore they moved to a place where they didn't pasken, which is in the Chil, and they just taught Torah. They taught halacha. They went through sugyas. They gave a halacha shir. And people used to come, used to be very crowded. V'im shamu amru lahem. If they knew, they just said what they knew. V'im lav, amdim l'minyan. If they didn't, never heard the shayla, it was a new shayla, used to take a vote. Rabu amitabim tamu, rabu amitarim taru. That's what used to happen. And Tyra used to get decided by Bezin HaGadol. There was no room for argument, there was no room for dispute. This was the Tyra, and this is what happened. That's what happened once upon a time. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Yashu Bechil, Matnei Sha'am, Rav, it was a big net crowd, Umakim Tsar Lahem Belishka, and it was very crowded in the Lishka. Inamish Leinirat Yashu Bedin. Another reason is it shouldn't look like they're paskining Lamaisa Din on people. Shabalishka Sagaza Sayyidanim. Vizetika, Rashi likes the second Shab better. That's why they moved out of the Lishka Sagaza on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Now, that quite a very bothered. We find that there was an argument in Klal Yisrael, even in the time of Bezin HaGadol, because the next line of the Gemara is going to say that the Machloikas in Klal Yisrael started in the time of Tamidei Shammai and Hillel. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was the first time that they couldn't come, that Machloikas spread. Until then, there was very limited Machloikas. In fact, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us Shammai and Hillel had three arguments all their life, three disagreements. But the question is, before Tamid Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, we find the Machloikas of Lismach. First documented Machloikas in Klal Yisrael history is that you have Machloikas of generations and generations, whether to do Smicha on the Chagiga on Yom Tov. One Tana says yes, one Tana says no, and this went on generation to generation. Where is Bezin HaGadol? There was a vote, they decided, it's over and done with. Right? When Tamid Beis Shammai Hillel came around, we'll find out in a moment why Bezin HaGadol was inefficient at that point, became incapable of making the final decision. But till then, why is there a machlokes about Smicha? Why is Shammai and Hillel have three machlokes? there should have been a bez nagod l'psak. So on Shammai v'Hil was three machloikis, and I don't know, because what the machloikis are, that could be applied to there as well. It could be, I don't know, we have to work it through. But in the smicha one, they say it didn't pertain to Karas. Since it didn't pertain to Karas, those who disagreed with the psak of bez nagodl were allowed, kept on holding their own shita. Meaning it wasn't a Zaka Mamre situation, because it wasn't a shayla of anything that had to do with Karas. It was a shayla, should they or shouldn't they do smicha, which has no Karas consequences, and therefore the people that disagreed with that, with the psak, felt that they were right anyway. Now, whether it's a mitzvah to listen anyway or not to listen, I don't know. The question is better than the answer that I saw. Again, the question is, where was Bez Nagodl when the argument of smicha took place? Unless one says that Bez Nagodl could not reach a conclusion on their own, they split evenly, and there was no way to reach a conclusion. Meaning, sometimes, even they vote 35 to 35. You know, it just happens. They just can't reach a conclusion. You have to say something like that, because it says there was no machloikas in Kali, so we do have four cases of documented machloikas, at least, before Tamidei Shammai and Hill. Not many, but at least four. And it could be that Bez Nagodl at that point did not reach a conclusion. That itself was part of Shikha Satira. They could not reach a conclusion. There wasn't a vote of Rabu Hamatamim or Rabu Hamatarim.
There's no dispute.
What?
There wasn't a lot of dispute.
There was no machlokes because Bez Nagodl made decision. Obviously.
What did you say there was no machlokes?
True, but the question is, if Bez Nagodl made decisions, why was there any machlokes? That's the question. You're right. There was only a machlokes. But if Bez Nagodl made a decision, there should be no machlokes.
They came to the same,
as I said, you have to say that there was no decision made in those cases.
Well,
sometimes somebody doesn't know, he doesn't vote. You can sometimes end up with a hung bed. Again, you can end up with a hung bed. After everything's said and done, there's still cases that they can end up with a hung bed.
But it seems like it's based on Shamu, on Kabbalah.
No, or if in Lab, I'm the Laminyan. If not, they make the decision. Clear.
Shirabu. Of 71 to
I said, there could be a hung bed if somebody doesn't know, doesn't vote. The first of all, it's not like it's if it's 70 or 71. And even if it is 71, not everybody voted. They didn't know, he didn't know. When Tamidei Shammai and Hill increased and they had not had the proper shimush Tamidei Chachamim necessary to make decisions, Rabu Machlokes Bisrael. That's when Machlokes increased in Klal Yisrael. The Nasis Tyrus is Shnei Tyrus, and they became a split. Shammai Bei Shammai Bei Sol, and they held different opinions straight through. I don't know how many arguments they had, but many. And the Gemara is blaming it on Shleishim Shu Kol Tzarchan. Now, we're talking about Tanoim, so we have to be careful in how we speak, but the Gemara blames it on the fact Shleishim Shu Kol Tzarchan. Now, what happened to Bez Nagodl at that point? So the Achronim say that at that point, Bez Nagodl became immobilized because Shammai were more Choros, and they so were more numbers, and they didn't know how do you call that. How do you make a decision when... So there was a basco that came out at a certain point. Not everybody accepted the basco. There were many Tanoim that said you can't use the basco even for that. Some said you could use the basco for that, which we do. But it became a question, and therefore there was no hakra of Bez Nagodl, because Beis Shammai compensated for their lack of numbers with their increased charifas. And therefore... Who says you go by numbers? Maybe you go by Harifas. So the Basco said, Acher Rabim. But if you don't accept Basco, so you're back to your question, you still don't know what to do. So it became Klal Yisrael split into Shnei Tyrus, which we're very familiar with. Right? We live a situation of Morning Shnei. Sephardim have their thing, and Ashkenazim have their thing, and see the Basco their way. Machabi says this, Ramah says this, the Magal Rab says this, the Tzad says this. And we've made to do with that kind of a situation which did not exist pre-Tamidei Shammai Vehil. There was one way of doing things, with the Pesach of Bezin. End of story. Now, because of lack of Bez Nagadu, we have different Paiskim and different Hakras, and everybody follows, and we respect everybody as long as they're trying to find the truth, and they're interested in what the Rabbanu Shlomo wants. We don't say that they're wrong. We just say we do differently. That's the life after Bez Nagadu. I'm sorry?
Why didn't they decide at that moment we're going to either take the Harisham or the...
Because if you have a disagreement, you can't decide.
But to allow the eventuality of a state Torah...
Again, if you think I'm right, if I think I'm right, I'm right. So you give it. We're talking about MS now. We're not talking about personal honor at stake. It's about what the Rabbanu Shlomo wants. If I think that Halacha is like me, and there is no majority that, because we're Chariti Tvei, so why should I change? I think I'm right.
Because it allows.
But I can't be Mavatra and Halacha. So I should be Machal Shabbos. Let's say the argument was about Shabbos. I don't know. I'm picking one. I should do that because I should keep the peace?
Yeah.
No, you can't do that. You can't be Mavatra and Tyra. That's not good. It decides Tyra. This is not a decision.
We only go with Bezin even if they're wrong.
Again, we only go with Bezin if they're wrong, if they follow the rules of Bezin.
No, the moment was split. I mean, I know I'm wrong because that's we have Bezin and Bezin. So, on the other hand, why didn't they stop at that time saying we'll go about whatever?
Again, if the Halacha says Chariti is more, is the Shammai allowed to say do like Bezin?
I mean, the whole idea of Zakin Mamre is he has a different.
Again,
just because he has that majority or because he.
Let's try one more time. Let's go back. Bez and Hagadol has rules of Psak. Once they paskin, it's over. What if they can't paskin? Because they don't know whether Chariti is more or numbers are more.
I guess they don't make up a decision.
Well, you can't make a decision if you don't know. You can't say, well, we'll do it this way just to keep the peace. How can they do that? That's not halacha.
Okay. But the Torah says drop majority. So we would say that speaking about where...
That's what the Shiloh was.
That everyone, no, I mean, the Torah says, the Torah is drop majority. So we're saying now, that's only if everyone...
We're not saying that. That was the Shiloh they had.
So one side says, go what the Torah says.
No. That's a very not nice way of saying it. Sorry. One side says, Hakir Rav Mahatat is an absolute. And one says Hakir Rav Mahatat is said by equals.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
That's not that much different than saying one says Luke Mutter and one says don't.
No, I'm saying it's fair. So speaking in case everyone's equal, right. The question is, it's very hard to determine. I mean, everyone agree that Beis Shammai is...
Yes. That was not questioned. They were Chariti Tvei.
But you be a charef, but doesn't mean that you're no more. That
again, this is a Gemara. The Gemara says they didn't know what to do. The Gemara says this. Not questionable whether it was this way or wasn't this way. Now, I'm sure the Sfarim will tell you that the Rabbanu Shlomo wanted it this way, given that Yeridus Hadiris and the fact that Klal Yisrael was going to the famous Yaris Devash, and the Netziv talks about this. That as the Yeridus Hadiris came about, there was a ribui Teirus Shabbat. There was a ribui in Pilpul. When everything was cut and dried, there was very little room for Pilpul. And Golus needed a Pilpul situation. Golus required that people be able to figure things out and work things out without a presence of a Bez Nagadol. So they had to be tooled up. There's a Yaris Devash that talks about this, and Rabbi Yankov has a piece in Parashas Bay that discusses that really the Golus is the first Golus. That the first Golus was supposed to be a lot longer than 70. It's not like this. Not everybody agrees to what I'm saying now. It's an opinion. I want to make this clear. Not everybody agrees. But there's an opinion of Rabbi Devash, others, and Rabbi Yankov has a piece in Parashas Bay, that really a Golus region had to last much longer. Except that they weren't ready for a long Golus. They had been under Nevuah. Everything was so clear. Golus is automatically lack of clarity. How do you go from a situation where everything is so clear to a situation where nothing is clear and you're not equipped to handle an unclear situation? They weren't tooled to do this. So the Rabbanu Shlomo sent them for 70 years to Bavo, brought them back, took away Nevuah, dropped them in Madrega. And as the Madrega dropped and Shikras HaTorah increased, Machloika started, Pilpul started, they became much more proficient in using Perisha Balpei ways to figure out halacha, which allowed them now to exist in a situation of Hester upon them. Now they can handle a galus. Okay? They were well tooled and they blew it because of Sinas Chinam, so now you don't deserve to be here anyway. You're ready to go? Go. That's how the Mepharshim learned. And so Yankov's piece, why they called the months Babylonian names. Why did they call Nisan Ir when they came back there to Israel? Till then they always called it Rishon Sheni, because it was a reminder you're here on borrowed time, unless you really behave. And therefore, they didn't really behave, and they were ready to go, so now the cheshbon of the first galus is thrown in as well. So Rabbi Yankov Hashabai, the Ziyarz Vash, there's a Chizdoi Karkas, I forgot his name, something to that effect. He said, there's a lot of people hold that way. From Antanas Mashman, not that way. I'm not getting involved, it's a big machlokes. But again, this was part of the Rabbi Nishlam's plan. Unfortunately, we had a Yeridus Hadairus. Yeridus Hadairus brings Shitkus Hatayra. Shitkus Hatayra has many downsides to it. The upside to Shitkus Hatayra is it allows us to use the mechanisms of Teresh of Alper to survive in a Gullus. And that became the way we got ready for Gullus, because we didn't have a Vesna Gullus deciding, and it became Kishtei Tyrus, and everybody used their own pupil to figure out what the Rabbani Shalom wants. Unfortunately, there's a downside to it, because we don't have the absolute truth like we used to have by Vesna Gadol. But on the other side, we are equipped to deal with Hester Panim. We're equipped to deal with a situation where we can't get quick answers. We have a mechanism in place of how to figure things out. That's the way it So in hindsight, that's what's happening. But Lamaisa, there was a major change. What used to be one Psaq became Shtei Tyrus.
There was a basic going on during the time of
Absolutely, the Beis Hamikdash existed till about three generations into the Meroim. There was still they still existed. They moved out of Harabayas 40 years before Churban. They moved out of Lishkas Hagazas. They definitely was a diminishing in their power as time went on, but they existed a few generations into the Meroim, which you're talking about at least 150 years after the Churban. 100 years after the Churban, 150 years after the Churban. Their power was diminished. They were still Ma'abra Shanim. They were still Mekadesh Chodashim.
What do you mean their power was diminished?
They lost power. The Romans, definitely crimped what they were able to do and what they're not able to do. They stopped passing Dina the Parshas on their own. There's a lot of things that happened as the time went on. That's the Gemara right. Mishem Chais.
They didn't have to pass them.
They did Kiddush HaKadosh till about three generations into the Meroim.
That was Hillel then?
Till Rav Hill was not Hillel Azokh. Rav Hill was an Amayra Rav Hill. Right. It's a different Rav Hill, right. He made the calendar, correct. That's the Gemara right. Misham Kaisim Vishalcha Mechom Mechaimus. From the Lishkas HaGazes, they wrote the following letter to all cities. Kol Mishu Chacham, anybody who is a Chacham, he knows Torah. Shfal Beirach, he is humble. The Das Abrias Neichaimenu, and people like him. People accept him. They respect him. Yehi Dayim Beirai. Can be a Dayim. Misham, from there, Malin Aisil Harabayas. The best Dayanim were chosen to move up to be on the Bezin of the Harabayas. When there was a vacancy. Misham, Lazara. Misham, Lushka Sagas. So Krashi, Misham, Malin Aisil, Aisil, Dayim Harabayas, Shemes Echad Mem. One of the Yonim of the Harabais died. The Yashim Shema Shemei Sechem Shalom Azara. And he would stay there till there was a vacancy in the Azara Malam as Hashem. The Kulam Yesh Ben Malam Zemizah. Each Bezim was a higher level. So basically, the best of the cities were taken to the Harabais. The best of the Harabais moved up to the Azara. The best of the Azara was moved up to the Sanhedrin
Agad. That was talking about before the time of.
This is the way the system worked.
Before.
Nothing to do with Shabbat, exactly.
No,
it worked afterwards that way too.
Possible. I mean, you see this. It's possible that a person could be in a shibiro, and he just has so much siyat d'shmaya that he, but he had to go this whole process. He can't jump from his iro. And some people,
it's mashma not. You ask me historically what happened. I don't know. This is what the Bryce is saying.
You have to go through this process, you have to go to the minor leagues, you have to go to the next A ball.
Says you're not a lawyer. A lawyer would have said you go from regular court to district court to this court to that court. You know what I mean?
Speaking of Monam now.
That's a good advice. Shalchum Mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael. That's on the next Gemara. Shalchum Mitam, Eze Ben Olam Haba. Who is that Ben Olam Haba? Amvason, humble. Shval Berech, humble. Shayef Ayel, Shayef Nafik. Bends down when he goes in, bends down when he goes out. Again, a nice way of expressing humility. It means three different ways of saying humble, humble, humble. The Mashal says, one is in Seichel, one is in Gvura, and one is in Asher. Al Yisrael Chacham B'Chachmasai, Al Yisrael Agibah B'Gvurasai, Al Yisrael Asher B'Ashrai. Who is a Ben Olam Haba, one who doesn't have any haughtiness in any aspect, neither in his intellect, nor in his physical strength, nor in his monetary power. And that's the three L'shaynis of humbleness. That's what the Mashal says. Garez by Raisa Tadira, and he learns Tyra always. Lemachzik Tabusa Donavshin, he doesn't think that he deserves anything because of that. Not a Balgaiva. Yobu Be Rabbonon, Enayahin Be Rav Ula Baraba. And Rabbonon gave their eyes in Rav Ula Baraba. Rav Rashi Shayev, Nichnis Vishaycha, he goes in and bends down, Yaitz, Vishaycha Yaitze, and he goes out, Vishaycha Vinichnis, Vishaycha Vyaitze. Hakamina Babasaka, Vitikras Abai Shinechbata. That same language is used when a person's roof is lowered. There's a second floor and a first floor, and the house is sinking. So at a certain point, the first floor wants a rebuild, because his house is. So the Gemara talks about the fact that Shayev, Gavitikras Abai Shinechbata, Shuf Ayel Shuf Fuk. So the top guy says, who says you have to walk in straight to your house? Bend down, so bend down a little bit. You know, what's the big deal? Okay, so that's what they're arguing about here. We're not learning Baba Basra. But, so the word shuf is used for bend down. So shayef ayel, shayef nafik means bends down to go in, bends down to go out. Again, an expression of humility. That's what it is, yes.
Is this Ola? Is Rav Ula Baraba the same as Ula?
I don't think so. Ula came from Eretz Yisrael. This is in Babo. They sent from Eretz Yisrael, and they looked at Rav Ula Baraba. Ula was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. I don't think so.
That's
also true. Now, the Mefarshim were bothered, but this is a subject matter that we'll be spending more time on as time goes along, is that Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Olam Haba. So what does it mean, Ezeb Ben Olam Haba? Everybody gets a chelik in Olam Haba. What's the difference between chelik in Olam Haba? 1 second, give me a chance. What's the difference between chelik in Olam Haba and ben Olam Haba? So many different answers are said, and probably all of these are true, not that I have to agree to them, but basically, the Chofetz Chaim says that the chelik in Olam Haba is like a field that's not planted and not plowed and not worked. Everybody's given a piece of land and say, see what you can do with it. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. Ben Olam Haba is, someone has made his land into a very fertile, producing, high-producing land. Chelik Olam Haba means he was given the land. What he did with it, some people do a good job, some people do a terrible job. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says is the difference between a Chelik Olam Haba and a Ben Olam Haba. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. Some want to say, some want to say that Ben Olam Haba doesn't have to need Yisurah Gehenim. He goes straight to Olam Haba, Gan Eden. And a Chelik Olam Haba means ultimately he ends up there, but there might be a little detour on the way. Meaning on the way he might need some cleansing, right? And then he'll make it to Olam Haba, but it's not a Ben Olam Haba. Ben Olam Haba means he has an express ticket. Goes right there, no stop, not a one stop, two stop. It's a non stop to right to Olam Haba. That's what the Tiras Chaim says. And others want to say, the Ben Yada says, that having a Chelik Olam Haba doesn't mean the guy keeps it. Sometimes he loses it. He starts off with a potential Chelik Olam Haba, but that doesn't mean necessarily that he ends up getting it. He might not. Sometimes Zachanaitl Chelka the Chelik Haberi the Gan Eden. There's a concept that somebody else can get the person's chelik. So chelik olam haba is what he's basically. This is the way I always understood it. Kol Yisrael Yeshlam chelik olam haba is everybody has a seat in Gan Eden waiting for them. Whether they use it or not is their prerogative. It's basically similar to the Chofetz Chaim. It's there for theirs to be taken if they get there. And Ben Olam Haba means he has this ticket already. He already has his entrance ticket. He can get in. As my mom would say, he has a box seat ticket. He can go right straight in. No, but it says Ezer Ben Olam Haba. Yeah, they came out because of Dayanim, right? He went back to his city and he taught. Now listen to this Gemara. The Rambam does not paskin this Gemara. He paskins like the Yerushalmi. The Gemara says that the Zakamamre is not chayev until the actual people do what he paskins. But if they don't do it, he just paskins for them to do and they never do it, he's not a Zakamamre. That's what the Gemara says. Either he does it, either he paskins and does it himself, or he paskins for others and they do it. The Rambam paskins, he doesn't have to actually do it, as long as he paskins for others to do it, he's already a Zalka Mamre.
So the next Mahalalel.
I'm sorry?
That was a Kavi Mahalalel. He wasn't punished because he didn't.
He didn't even paskin, and again.
He
didn't do it himself either.
No?
No. He didn't paskin for others, he didn't do it. He just held that way. Yes. Again, the Gemara says that to be a Zakim Mamre, people have to act upon his psak. Until then, he's not Chayim Misa. He's wrong, but he's not Chayim Misa. Not them, him. He is not Chayim Misa. Exactly. Which makes 100% sense. He's undermining the authority of Bezin, the authority of Tyra, by doing this. Exactly. Now, if nobody listens to him, it's not undermining anything. That's what the Gemara said. And the Rambam says, once he postures for people to do, it makes no difference if they actually do it or not. But we're going with our Gemara. Our Gemara says they actually do it. So, Rashi, no Rashi. Correct the Gemara. Vishnah miyara lacherim v'yasu k'irasai. Let me explain what the Gemara is going to do outside, and then we'll come back to what the Gemara does inside. Meaning, basically the Gemara is saying, is if he paskins for others, I can understand what Zaka Mamre means. Here is a guy, didn't do anything wrong. He told others to do something, which is wrong. They did it, and he gets killed. But if he does it himself, he's chayim misa for what he did anyway. So why do you have to kill him for the Zaka Mamre? If he did it himself, he's prosecuted for what he did. You don't even have to get him as a Zaka Mamre. The Braita seems to say he's a Zaka Mamre in one of two cases. Either he did it himself, or he told others and they did it. If I can understand the Chiddush of Zaka Mamre, he didn't do anything wrong, somebody else did it, he gets punished because he's a Zaka Mamre. If he did it himself, isn't he killable, prosecutable for doing what he did? So the Gemara Bishleim, at the beginning he wasn't a Chayim Misa. And now he's Chayim Misa. When he does it himself, even before paskining, even before becoming a Zakim Mamre, doing this act, you have to give me four lines in the Gemara. Even doing this act, it's Chayim Misa. So, if the psak was pertaining to something that's not Misa's Bezin, the just Karas, like eating chaylev or drinking blood, the Mikara la bark toluhu, bash the bark toluhu. Right? Before, had he eaten this chaylev beforehand, it's chayev Karas, but we wouldn't do a thing. Now that he's a Zakim Mamre, we're gonna kill him. He said you're allowed to drink a certain kind of blood. Before, had he done this, we don't kill people for drinking blood. It's Chayav Karas, not Mises Bezin. Now that he's a Zaka Mamre, we'll kill him. So it makes an Avkamina. Ella, Hecha the Ayur B'chayav Mises Bezin. But what if he said that a woman is not an Eishes Ish? And then he lived with her. He would get killed anyway. So why we need Zaka Mamre for that? And the Braisa says, a Yasek Kohay Rasai is a Zaka Mamre. What do we need Zaka Mamre for? He's anyway prosecutable for the act that he did. Mikaranami Bakhtalahu. That's the Gemara's question, yes. Involved in davar v'leichati davar, I don't know. I would assume not, but I don't know. I don't want to answer that question. I don't know. I would have to research that. It's a sugya I didn't do. When I don't do it myself, I did it myself. I didn't do it in. We had it by Ben Sarah Myra. The two Adam come from one thing, two Adam come for the other. Beginning, end. Wasn't that a whole davar v'leichati davar? So that would go back to there and decide what's considered a chatzi davar, what's not considered a chatzi davar. Yes. We'll get there. Gemara's gonna get there. The Braisa said he could be a zaken mamre when he does aver himself, or when others do it. What we're trying to figure out is avera himself is mashma that he's prosecuted as a zaken mamre. For some of the averas, he would be killed anyway. There's no gain or loss or difference to be had as a zaka mamre.
No.
The Gemara's problem is as follows. Again, the Braisa says a zaka mamre could be a zaka mamre in one of two ways. He went to Beth, that's done. Now he came back to the city. And he's a zaka mamre if he told somebody else to do it and they did it? Or if he passed and did it himself.
No, he's already has the title Zaken Mamre.
The title was given to him when he's Chayav Misa. He already has the title of someone that went to Bezin and found out he was wrong. Call him what you want. And the Braisa says he becomes Chayav Misa of one of two ways. Either he passes for others and they do it, or he passes for himself and he does it. That's what the Braisa says. What's bothering us is in the part that he passes for himself and does it, why is that necessary to have the punish him as a Zaki Mamre? He's punishable for the crime he commits.
Only if it's
a Chayav Mises Bez. And the Gemara understands that Yasu Kairasa includes Chayav Mises Bez. So not the Gemara could have said, you're right, that part is only about Chayav Mises. But the Gemara doesn't say that. And the Gemara seems to assume that it would even involve Chayav Mises Bez. And the Gemara wants to know, why would we need Zaki Mamre? He's killable, he's prosecutable, even without a book. Yes? That's a good point, and I want to get to that momentarily. If you don't mind, the Mechatzchinuch talks about your point. But
Zayin
Ikaris,
right?
Yeah, but Zayin Ikaris or Mises Bez.
So why can we say it's talking about Zayin Ikaris?
The Gemara could have answered it, I guess. The Gemara wants to see if it can figure it out by everything. If not, the Braisa should have said Ashiyasu Kairasai Bechai Bechrisis and Acherim V'yasu even in others. I guess that's what the Gemara is saying. That's the Gemara. Dr. Rashi, let's do Rashi. Mikara kaidim shabala bezin shabal litzkus agazes lisho. Before he went to ask in lishkus agazes, we have mechayev kola. For kamed la'ave he gufe, as long as he didn't do it, he was mechayev misa. Mikara nami baktolu, and ma'itza averi she has ma'misa's bezin. Have him ipto. If he doesn't averi that would be misa's bezin, he would have gotten killed. And for the Gemara, mikara boi hasra, hashtaloi boi hasra. If Zakamamre does not, there's a machlekes Rishayim how to learn this. Let me simply touch the Gemara. Rashi says nothing. That for Aveira of, let's say, Nara Hamurasa, Paskin said the lady didn't have Kedushin and he lives with her. For the act of Nara Hamurasa, two Adam have to warn him and say, somebody has to warn him and say, listen, what you're doing now is a Chayav Mises Bez. And he has to say, I don't care. For Zakamamre, he doesn't have to be warned, but he gives his psak. Listen, what you're doing now is a Chayav Mises Bez. No Hatzra is necessary. He's a Zake Mamre, he was in Bezin HaGadol, he doesn't need any Hasra. So the Rambam learns his Gemara, the Rambam paskins that a Zake Mamre needs no Hasra. He's one of the crimes that we punish without Hasra. No, because Zake Mamre doesn't need Hasra. Not everybody agrees that a Chacham doesn't need Hasra. It's a Machlokes. We don't paskin that a Chacham doesn't need Hasra.
He's not a zaken mamre until he does.
Again, for this crime, one does not need asra. That's what the Rambam is saying. The Gemara is saying. He's not a prosecutable zaken mamre until he passes for others to do. Correct. Again, but he had gone to Yerushalayim, had been told that he's wrong, had been told that he's got to go back and teach it the right way.
When he teaches this halacha, this Aram Rasa, and it keeps on going, then it becomes Zaken Mamre, and he gets this no need for Asra business, right?
Exactly. No need for Asra as soon as he made it first time. As soon as he made, again, when he comes back to the city and he gets up and he announces that this lady can get married. So somebody has to get up and warn him and say, if you do that, you're going to be a Chayim Mitzvah. Dr. Gemara, no, you don't need it. Again, the Gemara is trying to say how we're going to punish him for Zaken Mamre even if he did a capital offense. He would get killed anyway. Dr. Gemara, no. For the capital offense, he would need a Hatzra. And for the Zaken Mamre, he doesn't need Hatzra. So therefore, it's a big difference. If we kill him as a Zaken Mamre, it doesn't have to be warned.
The difference between a Chacham and a Zaken Mamre is the Chacham didn't go to Beit Din.
Again, I'm not going to sit here and start and put myself in a corner and say that a Chacham who went to Beit Din is now going to be punished for his actions without Asra. It's only for being the Paisik. If a Chacham went and asked Beit Din, am I allowed to marry this lady? And they say no. And he goes and marries her. He still needs Asra. Because it's a special halacha that Zaken Mamre doesn't need Asra.
What's
the difference? That's the difference.
How will I know when it kicks in?
What do you mean? Zaken Mamre is a member of. Hold a second. Zaken Mamre is a member of Beit Din who went to argue, who was told he's wrong, and is continuing to paskin. Chacham is not a member of Beit Din. Chacham is a. It's a. Dr. Gemara. Maces leboy asra mayikilam emer. What happens by a maces who gets killed without asra anyway? So if the Zaken Mamre paskins, you're allowed to be a maces in this circumstance, and he goes ahead and does it again. The Gemara is assuming that in every psak the Zaken Mamre would get killed as a Zaken Mamre. Dr. Gemara, ikari amitayim mekablina minay hashdi amitayim loy mekablina minay. Had he not been a Zaken Mamre, had become a maces. And he's taken to court, and he starts telling a svaris of why he thinks it's legal. We wouldn't kill him; we'd consider him a shaygit. But once he went to bed, and they told him you're wrong, and now he comes back and does it, he has no defense in bed anymore. That's the difference. You're right; he's killed as a mesis. But the difference is, before he was a zaken mamre, he could always claim I felt this was legal and present the defense that makes him into a shaygit. But once he went to Beit Din, that's pulled out from under his feet, and now he's prosecuted. The Mechatz Chinuch wants to know if the Zaken Mamre does Nara Murasa. So he's Chayav Misa for two, at the Zaken Mamre, and his Nara Murasa. Nara Murasa is Skila. Zaken Mamre is Chinuch. When a person does two Averis, we give him the worst one. Do we take him to Yerushalayim to kill him? The Zaken Mamre is taken to Yerushalayim, but he's not getting killed as a Zaken Mamre. He's getting killed as an Nara Murasa. But on the other hand, he's also a Zaken Mamre, except he's not getting the Zaken Mamre form of death. So maybe he should be taken to Yerushalayim. Now, you bring a Raya from this Gemara, because the Gemara does not say that the Nafkamina would be whether we take him to Yerushalayim. Unless you say the Gemara seems to be concentrating on the fact that it's Mashma, he's only Chayim Misa for Zaken Mamre. But again, this is the Mechatz Chinuch Shaila. The person who's a Zaken Mamre and does another crime, who's getting the more severe form of punishment, do we take him to Yerushalayim to give it to him? Or since he's not getting killed the way a Zaken Mamre gets killed, the lesson won't be learned anyway, and therefore, why bother taking him to Yerushalayim? That's the Mechatz Chinuch Shaila. Let me just finish Rashi. Just Rashi, Maces, Leboy, Asroma, Maces, Umayra, Tam Heter. He was Maces, and he passed in the Tam Heter, Veloimer. Ain't he claims what he's doing is not a maces. He on the time of the schuster latzula to save himself. Avahashti on the time of the mekamlin leish. I shaman mi mebez shleil lasses. He was told that his reason doesn't carry any weight. For him, run he rebelled. Yes. Again, see, the Mechasenach has a point here, and that is the lesson to be learned from killing a Zaka Mamre in Yerushalayim is if the message is he got killed as a Zaka Mamre. But if he gets skila, people interpret it as a Nara Morasa. They don't view him that he got killed as. We interpret, we see the form of death, that tells us the Averi is getting killed for. Nobody sits and leads the police blotter here. What other crimes he committed that say that he's getting killed is skila for living, that he's getting skila for living with a Nara Marasa. We don't take every Nara Marasa living to Yerushalayim. Only Zaki Mamre stays in Yerushalayim.
Just because it doesn't make sense to me doesn't make sense.
Like it. Mamre means rebels. Well, Asher Yamre Espicha at the Chumash. Mamre Mayisim and Hashem Yen Zayt Yeschem. It's a Hebrew word. It's not an Aramaic word. It's in the Mishnayos. Mishnayos uses Lashon Kodesh, not Aramaic. The Gemara is written Aramaic. What?
The
Chumash doesn't use the word Zaken either.
Right.
You
have to figure out what it is afterwards.
It's a Zaken. Zaken means a member of Ezen. Mamre, who is rebelling. Mamre is a verb. We call him a Zaken Mamre because it's a Zaken that's rebelling. So that became his name, the rebelling Zaken. But Mamre is what he's doing. Zaken is who he is. He's a Zaken, that's a Mamre. So the name became Zaka Mamre. Talk to Mishnah. Chaima Bedivre Saifer Bedivre Taira. What? No, nothing to do with Hilan and Mamre. Chaima Bedivre Saifer Bedivre Taira. There is a stringency in disputing. Now, this next Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda talking. And Rabbi Yehuda told us that to be a Zaka Mamre, one needs to be argue on something that's biblical, that's explained by the Rabbanon, I'll be Teresh Abal Peh, right? But it has to be a Maisa that's wrong. A Maisa that's an Isser. Okay? A Maisa that's an Isser. So therefore, if the Maisa that the Zaka Mamre is telling you is not an Isser, that's not, let me explain. For instance, let's say the Zaka Mamre came and paskened about tzitzis. Torah says you have to wear tzitzis. The Torah does not say how many threads. Let's say the Zaka Mamre, Gemara is going to say this case, I think. Let's say the Zaka Mamre comes along and says 2 threads each quarter. Now, 2 threads each corner, right? Now, 1 second. I'm sorry. Let's say he says 8 threads each corner. Well, that tzitzis would be schwer. Let's tzitzis would be a good question. Tzitzis would be schwer. Let's take lulav, and the Zaka Mamre would say, instead of taking esrig, he would interpret pH hadar to mean apple. And you take a lulav and an apple, you wouldn't be doing a maisa iser. You can shake lulav and apple every day of the year if you feel like it. The Torah never bans you from doing that. So obviously the Zaka Mamre has to be telling somebody to do something that is a wrong act to do. It's a wrong act. So therefore, he has to be posturing in a way that if you listen to him, there will be a, right, because it says he paskins for somebody to do, and that is an iser. So you have to find a case where it's a mitzvah saseh, and the Torah says the mitzvah, the Rabbanon interpret it, and he argues with the Rabbanan's interpretation. I'll be terrified about that, he argues. And because of him, the guy is going to be violating an Isser. That's what we're looking for. Doing an act that's wrong.
Not that the act is the Isser, but doing, in listening to him, that's the Isser.
Listening to the Zaki Mamre, doing what the Zaki Mamre said to do, will result in the person doing something wrong. Not doing something right, but doing something wrong. What? It can be, it has to be a loises, exactly. A loises that comes with the ase. Right, exactly. Because if it's that he's not doing the ase, that's not doing something wrong. That's not doing something right. That's why that can't be the case. Exactly what I'm trying to point out. This is what the Ran points out. The Ran explains this Mishnah, as we will see in a minute. Meaning, it has to be a type of psak in a mitzvah essay that if you follow the Zaki Mamre, you will be doing something wrong, not just not doing something right. If I'm not doing something right, that means, that doesn't mean I'm doing something wrong. I'm just not getting a positive. If I shake a lulav and an apple, I'm not doing any isser. I'm not doing the mitzvah of lulav, but I'm not doing any isser. And the Torah says that if he paskins to do, right? So there has to be something wrong in what the person's doing. Let's do the Mishnah. I'm sorry? Can't be a lav shame of mice either, correct? Yes?
What happens to the followers of the show? In other words, he comes back and they
say, nothing.
I don't care.
Nothing happens. They're not Zaka Mamre.
No, but they're over
Shogig. They're not a Shogig because anybody will tell them they have no right to listen to this guy.
No, it was a well known fact that he went to Basin and they called his.
The poster is hanging. There's a stringency in the Rabbanan interpretation of a mitzvah than in the actual writing of the Torah. If the Zaki Mamre would come along and say there's no mitzvah of tefillin, he would not be a Zaki Mamre. For two reasons. Number one, if nothing's wrong is being done, the guy's just not wearing tefillin. But even more than that, it's a beferish in the pasuk. It's not a psak not to listen to the pasuk. If I tell you, Zaki Mamre says, ain't no Shabbos in the Torah. He's not a Zaki Mamre. A Zaki Mamre requires that he paskin something. Something is beforeish in the pasuk. That's not a hurrah. Open a chumash. Hurrah means that it needs somebody to enlighten. If it's beforeish in the chumash, that's not called the hurrah. Hurrah means the chumash says something, but it needs interpretation.
What's Tosafot?
Wear something on your eye. It doesn't say what, how, when, and where, but if a guy says you don't have to wear anything, that's beferish in the pasuk, that you have to tie something on your hand and put something in your eyes. Now, the guy, the Zaki Mamre, would say that what you're putting on your eyes is something that looks totally different. That might be a Zaki Mamre. But that would be the other problem. He's not telling you to do anything wrong, he's just telling you not to do something right. But if he tells you don't wear tefillin, it's not a pasuk. The pasuk says wear something. Something's got to be worn.
Oh, you mean just that his interpretation is that tefillin is not a bond?
Exactly. Right. But he wouldn't be a Zaki Mamre there anyway because he's not telling you to do something wrong. But what the Mishnah is trying to stress is that psak requires not beferish in the pasuk. What's beferish in the pasuk is not called psak. So therefore, I'm a different tyra. I'm a tefillin because they lie around different tyra. Pater. Chomish to Tufish for Haitz of Adivri Seifrim. He says to wear five parshias instead of four. Chayev. The reason he's Chayev is because the person's Eir Bal Taisav. And therefore he's doing something wrong. Wearing five parshias, he's Eir Bal Taisav. And he's Eir Bal Taisav, and therefore he's doing something wrong. That's why the Zaki Mamre would be Chayev. He's telling the guy to wear five parshias instead of four. He's over Baal Tosef. We'll see why in a moment of Rashi.
Isn't that the Ferish in Torah?
That's not the Ferish. That's a Drasha. That's because you know the Drasha. It's not a Ferish in the Pasuk. Yeah. Rashi. No, this Nadi Amr Rabbi Yehuda doesn't need Karas. I said, the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda that does not need Karas. According to our mayor, this will not be in any situation. So Rashi, I mean, Tum, Pasuk, the Ainzu, Hai Ra, the Zul, Kari, Be, Ravu. Go learn. Chumash, go learn in Cheder. Go learn in Yeshiva. Go learn Chumash. Chumash, the Tavis, Yesh, Abishain, Tavis, El, Hoyt, Tavis, 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 Chayev. The Medrash, the Seifrim, who, to Drusha, Lutay Tavis, Lutay Tavis, Lutay Tavis, Harry Kandalin. He's questioning the Tereshavah interpretation. Rashi Shem will continue tomorrow.